Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
We needed some work done on our garage doors a few weeks ago, and thankfully, because we bought new construction, the mechanism was still under warranty. The contractor arrived when he said he would, and within 10 minutes, he was done. I was so impressed by his efficiency and effectiveness that I asked him if he could take care of any other issues my new neighbours or I had, such as electrical work, plumbing or carpentry. He responded swiftly and yet courteously, "We only do garages." This set me thinking about one of the fundamentals of business success, focus. It's been said that if you try to be all things to everybody, you'll be nothing to anybody. When I think of my favourite fast food joint, they essentially do three things: burgers, fries and shakes. And since 1948, crowds have flocked in and out past those palm trees. And now, generations later, the only thing that's really changed is the technology at the terminal that keeps ringing up the cash. Conversely, on a recent road trip, we visited the oldest set of golden arches in the world. You know, the fast food place I'm thinking of. And I was overwhelmed by the breadth of choices and yet completely underwhelmed by the burger. I think their lack of focus has made them forget the fundamentals. The overcrowding of their menu has confuddled their core business. Never wanting to be the heroes of our own stories, we've stayed focused in our staff training and development business. We only do three things. We help people better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. That's it, plain and simple. This is our way of delivering burgers, fries, and shakes. I believe the three examples above hold valuable lessons for an individual's career as well. Number one, build a garages only value proposition. Just like the garage contractor who politely declined electrical and plumbing work, your professional reputation relies on clarity. When colleagues, managers, or even clients think of you, they should instantly know your core expertise. Attempting to be a generalist who says yes to every unrelated task dilutes your brand, making you acceptable at many things, but exceptional at none. Number two, define your burgers, fries and shakes. Identify the two or three core competencies where you deliver maximum impact. These are the skill sets or outputs where your efficiency and effectiveness are so high that people are naturally impressed. By committing to mastering these core areas rather than spreading yourself thin across dozens of minor skills, you build a sustainable competitive advantage that drives your career forward. Number three, avoid menu overcrowding. As you advance, opportunities, side projects, and extra responsibilities will constantly compete for your attention. Overcommitting creates what I call the golden arches trap, offering a wide breadth of effort while delivering underwhelming quality. When you overload your personal bandwidth, your core strengths suffer, leading to burnout and compromised performance on what actually matters. And then finally, number four, say no courteously to stay effective. The most critical skill in staying focused is setting boundaries. Declining tasks or roles that fall outside your primary strength isn't a lack of helpfulness, it's a commitment to excellence. Turning down non-aligned work protects the time and energy you need to remain an undisputed expert in your primary domain. The parallel between business strategy and career development lies in a single principle. Value is created through specialization, not breadth. See, just as a company risks its market position when it dilutes its core offering, an individual risks their career growth when they spread their focus too thin. Technology will change and continues to change how work gets done. But I believe what remains changeless is the focus upon which a successful business and an enduring career stand. An increasingly frenetic world, organizations and individuals who thrive will continue to build their reputation on what they do exceptionally well, above all others. See, in summary, just as an organization has a brand, I believe that successful individuals have a personal brand. Just as an organization stands out in an increasingly saturated marketplace, a remarkable employee becomes recession resilient and consistently in demand when known as an expert in a specific field. And that is the power of focus.
I hope you found that short story useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.